This is the BBC Home Service. Thank you. Tonight's broadcast comes to you from an Arab stench recuperating center in Stoke Poges. The play is considered unsuitable for people.
Mr. Greenslade refers, of course, to the highly esteemed Goon Show. What a composer that Richard Wagner was. Now tonight, the goons, with the aid of a calibrated Turkish boot lathe and a portable volcano net, will reenact a drama of crime. Mr. Greenslade?
Yes, sir?
Tell the eager masses what we have in store for
rubbish.
Them. Thank you. Yes! Yes, it's rubbish. But to make it more interesting, we call it...
The Phantom Head Shaver of Brighton.
It started in Brighton, 1898, the year of the great Edison Bell.
Yes, often I heard it ringing in the night. O'clock and a half, quarter, 6 7/8 of thereabouts. Sleeping peacefully in the Hotel Fred are the delightful young newlyweds, Nugent and Mrs. Dirt.
Suddenly, from their room we hear...
Oh! Help me! Help! Oh, look at his bumps! Oh!
Prunella, are you awake, dearest heart?
Please, Yakabataka, please, madam, monsieur, please. All this noise, you're waking all the other honeymoon couples up. Now, what is the trouble?
It's him, my husband, look at him.
He appears to be a perfectly normal freak.
If I get off this billiard table, I'll strike you down.
You shut up, Baldy.
What's all this Baldy stuff on up, Bald?
The madam is right. You are Bald.
Poor Nugent Dirt. Indeed, he was hairless. The phantom head shaver had struck. The day after, I, Wallace Greenslade, opened a little tobacco kiosk. It was that week that Nugent Dirt was taken to court by his wife.
Silence in the court! Silence! The court will now stand for Judge Schnorr. And if you'll stand for him, you'll stand for anything.
All right, now, get seated and let the malarkey start.
My lord, first case, Mrs. Dirt versus Mr. Dirt. Mrs. Prunella Dirt!
Yes, mate?
Raise your right hand and your left leg. Now, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Well, you ain't gonna get far. My lord, the witness for the persecution is ready.
All right, let the prosecuting counsel start off his spiel.
My lord, my client, Mrs. Prunella Dirt, claims that her husband, Nugent Dirt, did deceive her in that, during their courting days right up to their marriage night, he did in fact conceal his baldness from her without her knowledge. She discovered this sad state when, at 1 o'clock in the morning of the honeymoon night, she was coming...
Go on.
My lord, please.
What?
Please. At 1 o'clock in the morning, Madame Dirt arose to clean the windows.
I object.
Who are you?
I'm the window cleaner.
I don't wish to know that.
Ah.
The fact that she was cleaning the windows is unimportant.
My bread and butter.
What about your bread and butter?
I clean the windows with it.
I do.
Silence in court.
My lord, as counsel for the defense, I think we are straying from the facts. My client is accused of hiding a bald head. He denies this emphatically. He claims he was shaved in the night with a razor. By person or persons unknown.
Silence, Inko!
Silence, Inko!
Silence!
Silence!
Thank you. Now listen, I want some silence here.
Silence, Inko!
Silence! Silence there!
Silence!
Silence, Inko! Silence!
Yes, I remember the case, because during the recess I did a brisk trade in my little tobacco kiosk. One of my best clients was the defending counsel, QC Harry Siegel.
Yes, I smoked heavily during the trial. It was one evening as I puffed in my alabaster meerschaum pipe that events took a turn in the favor of Nugent Dutt. Bartle?
Yes.
For me?
Yes.
Any message?
No.
You positive?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Now, I wonder what it can be. Good heavens. Is it? Yes. It's hair. Human hair. And a note. Nugent, Dirt is innocent. This hair is his. It was I who balded him while he slept. Signed... The Phantom Head Shaver!
The case of Dirt versus Dirt, third week.
Now then, Nugent Dirt, the jury of 3 just men and 29 criminals find you guilty of hiding your bald nut from your wife until after you'd married her.
It's a lie!
Silence!
Silence!
Thank you. Therefore, I sentence you to pay a fine of 3 shillings or do 60 years in the nick.
I'll do the 60 years. I'm not throwing 3 bob down a drain.
Dirt, for refusing to throw 3 bob down the drain, I sentence you to 60 years in the nick. Any last request?
Yes, I want to hear. I can't believe it. You're in love with me, thank you.
Call Max Gildway.
Thank you.
Silence in court. What a load of ruff we got here.
Helen, stop the case. Stop the case.
What?
I have here evidence that will prove my client Nugent Dirk innocent. See, this hair is his. I submit it for analysis.
Oh, my life. We've got to go through all this lot again. Oi. All right. Case suspended till the hair's analysed. And proved to be or not to be Nugent Dirk.
The days of waiting for the analysis of the hair were agony for Harry Seagoon. He smoked pipe after pipe of one of my special tobaccos.
Kansas tobacco. I must tell Mr. Greenslade not to make it so strong. Oh, another parcel?
Yes.
Any message?
No.
Good night.
Good night.
I wonder what's in this one. Good heavens, it's empty. Wait, there's a note. Dear Seagull, I struck again last night, and this time I have not sent you the victim's hair. Signed, the Phantom Headshaver. P.S., if you want to know who the victim is, look in the mirror.
Poor Seagoon, all his lovely hair gone. The following day, I opened up a larger shop as my supplies of pipe tobacco were increasing.
In the month that followed, the Phantom struck again and again. 50 men were balded while they slept.
Brighton became a city of terror. The holiday trade was threatened. That year, only 2 gentlemen came to Brighton.
Come on, Clem. What have we got to lose?
Cease! And then a hurried meeting was called.
Gentlemen, people aren't coming to Brighton. They're frightened.
Ooh.
I ask you to think of an idea that will revive the holiday trade and defeat the Phantom Head Shaver.
I suggest that everyone entering Brighton be handed a bald wig and that he should sleep in that self-same wig.
Rubbish. If all the men wear bald wigs, the Phantom will attack the women.
I fear that the ladies, too, will have to wear bald wigs.
Rubbish, buddy. Why should I wear a bald wig? I'm already bald.
Well, wear a bald wig with hair on.
You can't have a bald wig with hair on, buddy.
Why not, eh? Why not?
I'll tell you. Listen.
What?
If a bald wig had hair on, it wouldn't be bald.
What?
Who ever heard of a bald-headed man with hair on, eh?
Well, I've heard of...
Just go and tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
That's because you don't know anybody with a hairy bald head, do you?
Yes. I do, Minnie.
No, you don't.
I do, Minnie.
Who? Go on, tell me. Who?
I don't see why I should tell you.
Because you don't know anyone with a hairy bald head, do you?
I do. Yeah. I do know somebody with a hairy bald head.
You don't.
I do.
You're done. You're done.
I do.
Mr. Seagoon, please.
Are you?
Hello, Seagoon here.
One moment, please, sir. You're through, sir. Hello, Seagoon.
Yes?
Forensic laboratory here.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You must excuse my appearance.
That hair we analyzed.
Yes.
Please, don't do that.
The hair? What about the hair?
It wasn't hair, it was tobacco.
What? In that case, Ellington, pray while I meditate. Exit's left. Smoking.
Here we are in the heart of deepest Africa. I beg your pardon? Certainly not. And as we slowly wend our way down the Zambezi River, we hear the happy native boys singing to their loved ones. Which means, ho, ho, far away in Africa, happy, happy Africa, the sing-a-bing-a-bang-a-bingo, the have a bone and really go, so can, ho, take a trip to Africa, any ship to Africa, come on along with the lingo, beside the jungle bungalow, yep, yep, yep. Skokie, skokie, and okie dokie, anybody can. Skokie dokie, man, a man, a man. You sing a bing a bang a bingo. In hokie pokie, skokie, yeah. Are drumming, the hot strings are strumming, and warm lips are blissful, their kids full of Skokie. Oh, if you go to Africa, happy, happy Africa, you'll linger longer like a kingo, right in the jungle on a low. Okey-dokey, anybody can. Skokey-dokey, oh man, man, man. You sing a bing a bing a bango. In hokey pokey, skokey, and. Yeah. Far away in Africa. Happy, happy Africa. You sing a bing a bing a bingo. They have a ball and really go. Skokey, and. Skokey, and.
The Phantom Headshaver of Brighton, Part 3.
By now, the position was serious. All told, 300 men had been balded by the Phantom.
My tobacco stocks were now quite high.
The military authorities had ringed the town with troops and soldiers.
The only exit was Hayward's Heath. Then, on a hunch, Seagoon went into action.
I'll go and seek this Phantom myself. Blue Bottle!
I heard you coming, Captain. I heard my little ready captain call me. Enter Blue Bottle. Pauses for audience applause. As usual, not a stuffy. Strikes defiant bus driver outside garage pose. But trousers fall down and ruin effect.
Little brave lad, tonight we ride to Hayward's Heath to track down the Phantom Headshaver. Are you ready?
I am ready, my captain. Let justice be done it. He will fall under the wrath of my boy's wonder mad cardboard sword. Pulled up trousers, tucked in shirt. My hands are cold.
The shaver's a dangerous man. He might kill.
What? I just remembered I've got to go and shampoo my goldfish. I won't be long.
Hand me here, Blue Bottle. Don't tell me you're a coward.
I won't, but you're bound to hear about it sometime.
Come, little spotted dick, to Hayward's Heath.
Ride, Vancurio, ride. Hooray.
To Hayward's Heath they rode, to the exit that was guarded by the finest of British troops.
Halt! Who goes there? Anybody there? Halt or I fire? No fire! Or I halt? Halt! Anybody there? Anybody out there in the dark? Anybody? If there's anybody out there, speak up. If there's nobody, keep quiet. Halt! Anybody there? I can see you. I'll shoot. I'll shoot. I'll shoot that. Yep. Oh, he's not on boy. Hop! Who's that? Hop! Who goes there?
Echoes.
Yep.
Will you get out of that bed and get outside on guard? Get out of that bed or I'll tell about the nappy fun.
Okay, I'm going. Oh. It's dark out here. But I'm not afraid.
I say!
Oh, I... Who's that out there?
I warn you, sir. One step nearer and we'll scream.
Have no fear. I'm Queen's Counsel Harry Siegel, defending counsel in the Nugent Dirt case. I have on me several documents of identification, including a letter of personal trust from the commander of the British Army, a memo of recommendation from Mr. Anthony Eden, the Foreign Secretary, a special pass signed by Mr. Clement Attlee, Leader of the Opposition, and last but not least, a permit to go where I please, signed by the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Sir Winston Spencer Churchill.
Friend or foe?
I surrender! Hex, I'm unarmed. You wouldn't hit a nursing mother, would you?
Major Bradnock, take off that Anna Needle disguise.
Oh!
My ADC Blue Bottle and I have followed a trail of hair to this post.
Brilliant.
We believe the phantom head shaver is in the immediate vicinity.
Here?
Oh!
I tell you, sir, the phantom wouldn't dare come near here. Not with old Bradnock on duty. Why, I haven't slept for 3 nights. I've just sat here waiting for him. Oh, yes, old Bloodnock needs a smart man to outwit him. Oh, yes. If the phantom head shaver were to come here, I... What are you staring at?
Do you usually have half your head shaved?
What? Oh, thunder! Sat me grunkers with a great club. Oh, knock'em, knick'em, oh, yak'em, oh. Oh, yak'em, oh.
Something in his voice told me he knew what had happened.
Oh, look at me not half balded, oh.
Now, now, Major, there. This is really a blessing in disguise.
Oh.
You see, I must have interrupted him in his work. And we all know that a criminal always returns to the scene of the crime.
What? You mean you want me to wait here for him to come back and shave the other half?
It's your duty.
Yeah, I refuse.
Then under Chinese law, I subpoena you.
You filthy swine, you. Oh. Very well, I'll do it. Just leave me that book about Scottish regiments.
But it's called the Decameron.
Of course, it's all about Decameron Highlanders. Ah!
Right, we'll leave you and...
Get in. I'm frightened. I can hear someone in the ammunition hut.
Yes?
It sounds like a man shouting a dirty big riser.
That's him. Quick, follow me.
Listen.
He's in this hut with a naked razor.
Oh.
Come out, phantom head shaver. You're surrounded. You hear? We're all heavily armed. If you don't come, we'll come to that door, and so help me, we'll knock.
Yeah. That's telling them, yeah. If you don't come out, we'll come, and we'll knock.
Shut up.
We're not afraid of you, Phantom Nut Boulder. We have no fear. Come out and face me. Come on and show your face. Looks out from behind tree to see your face is shown.
Look, look, look. Go in and get him.
Yes, I will go in and... Me? You want me to go and get him, Captain?
Yes.
Listen, me. Go and get him.
Yes.
What, little tiny, rotten, weak, frightened bluebottle? Go in and get him.
Yes.
I don't like this game. Let's play another game. Let's play doctors and nurses.
Come down from that tree.
I think so. Give him the lady with the lump.
Come out of that dustbin.
You be the doctor.
Come out from behind that rock. The phantom won't harm you. Not when he sees that you're armed with a Jet Morgan cardboard cutout space catapult.
All right, Captain, I will go in. I shall conquer him in mortal combat. Quickly makes out last will and testament on back of fag packet. I go in for England. Farewell. Let's play doctors and nurses.
Hey, he's frightened. Here, why don't you send somebody else?
You then.
No, try again.
Bluebottle, get in that hut and search it from end to end.
Okay. Not a soul in there. We must have been hearing things. What a relief to hear things, isn't it? Can I go home now? I say, Captain, what are you staring at me for?
Look in this mirror.
No! You rotten swine, you! I've been balding! You've ruined my Tony Curtis type haircut! I told you I didn't like this rotten game!
Shh, shh, quiet, quiet! He's still in there. I'll fix him.
Yep.
Throw this stick of dynamite in through the door.
Okay.
It is a dud. Now let's go in.
Okay.
Come on.
Right.
Keep me covered with your finger.
What's going on here? What's going on? Good heavens.
The hut blew up.
Oh, poor fellows. They were looking for the head shaver, you know.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I suppose he was blown up as well.
Care for a pipe of tobacco?
What? Oh, it's very nice of you. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Charming fellow. Tobacco, eh? Yes, lovely. Gad, it's almost the same color as my hair. It is the same color. Stop that man! That's not his head!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Redundant Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wallace Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.